Democrats. Here's correspondent Linda Canyon on Capitol Hill.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Democrats are slow walking or outright obstructing confirmation of presidential nominees.
We're getting zero cooperation on the personnel part of the Senate's portfolio, which is confirming nominations.
If Republicans want to blame someone on nominations, they should look into the mirror.
Senate Minority Leader Charles Schumer.
This administration has sent fewer nominees to the Senate at this point than any recent president.
Schumer blames dysfunction in the White House, saying it has spread to the Senate. McConnell blames Democrats. Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
Democrat Jimmy Gomez was sworn in as the newest member of Congress on Tuesday, replacing former Representative Javier Becerra, who's now California's Attorney General.
We face each other.
Gomez himself, a former state legislator from Los Angeles. This is SRN News.
620 AM, KEXB. Experts in business in North Texas.
Good morning, everybody. It is Wednesday morning. We are JP, Kathy, and the crew. And I tell you what, we are fired up this morning. We have a new segment that we're bringing out today. It's called ER Talk with Dr. David. He'll be calling in with us this morning from Amarillo. And really, the whole segment's going to be about the emergency room, the craziness that goes on with that, and what is the difference between the mindset of a doctor in his office versus a doctor in the ER? But before we do that, you know, Sharavius, I'm going to tell you, the White House.
Good morning.
The White House is struggling this morning.
Judge, that's every day.
You're out of control, Sharavius. You're already out of control. Donald Trump Jr., huh? I'll tell you what, Sharavius, what is your take on this? I mean, here we got Russia in the mix. We've got the president's son in the mix. What are we thinking?
You know, one of the things I was telling yesterday, Judge, is that Donald Trump Jr., Ivanka Trump, Eric Trump, and Tiffany Trump, all of them should be held to the exact same standard as anybody else. With your dad being in the White House, you have to be just as careful as anybody else who's a part of that administration. So when it comes to Russia, any type of meeting or anything you had like that, because, Judge, you have to back up. Like I was telling Kathy, when they brought out all this information about Michael Flynn, Paul Manafort, and all these different people about Russia, meeting with Russia, having conversations with Russia, why didn't he speak up then? Said, oh, wait a minute. I didn't know this was illegal. This is FYI. I met with them as well. And so now, had the New York Times or the media did not report it, he wouldn't have said anything about it. And I think he needs to be held to the exact same standard. And then Trump tweeted on yesterday, oh, I applaud his transparency. Seriously, no. He got caught. So, I'm fired up about that, Judge.
Well, I'll tell you, what's interesting about the whole deal is, you know, NBC ran an article yesterday, where from the news feed, it was, is collusion with Russia really against the law? And, you know, did they really break any laws? And NBC's argument is they really didn't break any laws by meeting with them and talking with them anyways. And so who's really blowing this out of proportion, or is it being blown out of proportion? What's that?
Who didn't break any laws?
That's what NBC is saying. NBC is saying, is collusion really against the law? There doesn't seem to be any laws that have been broken.
So basically what I'm hearing, it shouldn't be illegal for people like Donald Jr., Paul Manafort, Michael Flynn, and all these other people to meet with Russia, and that means Donald Trump should be okay. Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, it's not against the law. I mean, here's what this even says. The article today from the Washington Post, and folks, if you're wanting to read it like I am, the title is Category 5 Hurricane, White House Under Siege by Trump Jr.'s Russia Revelations, okay? So that you have an idea of where we're at. Even supporters of Trump Jr., who believe he faces no legal repercussions, privately acknowledged Tuesday that the story is a public relations disaster for him as well as for the White House. One outside ally called it a Category 5 hurricane. And so, again, where I go with this is that if it's not against the law, And what they're saying he did was that during the campaign, he met with an attorney that represents Russia, and the Kremlin gave the Trump candidacy information about Hillary Clinton to help his campaign. So the question, though, remains, Oshravius, and I throw this out there, if it's not against the law, then what's the problem?
Well, I think, you know, Judge, it may not be necessary. Let's just say, for lack of sake, that it's not against the law. But the thing is that there's a strong possibility that Russia has something to do with the presidential election. And based on the article, that, you know, that one of the things they're breaking down is that Trump has basically backed up, you know, taking some time, a couple of days for himself, because he's in outrage because Russia still hangs over his presidency. You know, because this has been the main topic. And what's happening, this is now, of course, I didn't vote for Donald, but what I'm saying is this is outweighing everything else he has tried to do or has accomplished. And so it's like to the American people, oh, I haven't done anything. And so I think that's where the whole thing comes in at, because Russia possibly had something to do with the presidential election, and it may not have been illegal for them to meet with him. But it's the fact that, oh, could you all have gotten with them in order to beat Hillary? And so that's the illegal part.
No, they're still saying nothing done illegal here. I'll tell you what it is that it's got a mere appearance. It's a mere appearance of, hey, why did you work with Russia to get information on Hillary to boost your campaign? And as a result of that, do you have to pay back any favors to the Russian government? And we don't want the president to have to pay back any favors to anybody. Rebecca Good, Dr. Good says, that's what happens when you vote in a businessman instead of a politician, but then hold him only to understood of a politician guidelines, so to speak. So, you know, I kind of get what she's saying. She's saying, hey, you know what? This guy's used to making business deals, working deals to get his business to be, you know, furthered on. And so, you know, that's what they're saying. So I don't know if I don't get that, Sharavius. What about you, buddy? Last 30 seconds.
But you know, I think the family should have proper training. When your dad is running for the president of the United States, they should have proper training on how to deal with foreign leaders, foreign information, and different things like that. And I think had they had the proper training, I don't think anything like this would have happened. Along with his administration as well. So all these people are new. Everything in that White House is new.
All right, well, folks, stay tuned. When we get back to the end of the show, we'll probably pick this back up again. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got ER Talk with Dr. David. What on earth is going on in the emergency room? Stay tuned as we launch this new segment. Dr. David will be calling in from Amarillo this morning. Super excited. We'll be right back after these messages. We are JP, Kathy, and the crew.
We are happy. Your experts in business throughout North Texas. 620 AM, KEXB.
Good morning, friends. We take our first look at traffic for the morning here on 620 AM, KEXB. We have an accident at 635 LBJ Freeway westbound at Welch Road. Traffic has stopped back to the Dallas North Tollway this morning. In Irving, construction is being cleared away on the Bush Turnpike northbound 161 between Walnut Hill Lane and Beltline Road. Traffic still stop and go back to Northgate Drive. And that's a look at traffic on 620 AM KEXB.
Want to know the best kept secrets of saving money on real estate? Tune in to Texas Top Homes every Saturday at 1 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. DFW's number one source of real estate deals and tips. Texas Top Homes, where you can get the insider information on where to buy and who to buy from. Listen each week as they bring you guests that are experts in real estate. Texas Top Homes, where home buying, selling, and financing are simplified. Every Saturday at 1 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. Right here on 620 AM. KEXB, experts in business.
Hey, it's time to talk about our friends over at Total Med Solutions. We've been talking about the weight loss program for several months now, but there's much more services there. We're talking about hormone therapies, wrinkle fillers, aesthetics, injectables. That's what I just did. Take down this number, 972-460-9003. That's 972-460-9003 for the special Brian Glenn special. That's right. You get discount off things like Botox, Dysport, Restylane, Juvederm, All these things make you look and feel younger instantly. I know way too much about that. So don't forget, call 972-460-9003 for a special discount for just listening to this show. Go to TotalMedSolutions.com for more information. That's TotalMedSolutions.com. Do it today. Look younger instantly. TotalMedSolutions.com.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. And it's about to get worse. The IRS just hired an army of new tax enforcers. So, if you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop that army of new enforcers from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Rodenbaugh's, Allen's oldest business, offers a full range of products for your home. All types of flooring, quartz, and granite countertops, tile backsplashes, mattresses, and multiple brands of appliances, including Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Amana. Stop in now to receive up to $1,600 in rebates when you purchase a kitchen full of KitchenAid appliances. See store for details. You can find us at Rodenbaugh's.com. Whether you are remodeling, replacing, or upgrading, you've got the hometown advantage at Rodenbaugh's. Mention JP, Kathy, and the crew and get free standard delivery.
Make your grilling great again. The evolution of sauce is here, and there's a new king of the jungle. Silverback Gorillin' Sauce. A unique name, a unique flavor. With a taste that alternates between sweet and spicy, you can use it as a base, as a marinade, or better yet, pour it on top of your meat as you're grilling, as the sauce thickens and begins to caramelize under the heat. Gluten-free and no high-fructose corn syrup. Head on over to your local Kroger and pick up some, or find us at SilverbackGorillin.com. Get your grilling on!
Yeah!
This is 620 AM KEXB. Experts in business throughout North Texas.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to JP, Kathy, and the crew. Super, super excited to launch this new segment called ER Talk with Dr. David. Dr. David, good morning.
Good morning, JP. Thanks for having me.
Man, I tell you what, how's Amarillo this morning? Is it snowing in Amarillo?
It's not. It's a little warmer than that, but there's been times where I've got off the plane and it's definitely been much, much colder than it is in Dallas, so I wouldn't be surprised if that happens.
Well, I'll tell you what, the last time I was in Amarillo, we went and saw the play Texas out in Canyon, and the temperature was perfect. It was like 78 degrees outside, and of course, the play is phenomenal. I don't know if you've ever been to the Paladuro Canyon. Dr. David, while you've been out there, have you been out there?
I have, yeah, it's great.
Now, have you ever seen the play Texas?
No, but I've heard all about it. It's something I need to do while I'm here.
Dr. David, you've got to get out and see the play Texas out at Paladuro Canyon. I don't mind plugging it because it is a nonprofit organization that preserves the heritage of Texas, of the Panhandle. In fact, Michael Clark is telling me that he has seen it as well.
With my Boy Scout troop way back in the day.
And so what did you think, Michael?
Oh, it was phenomenal. I loved it even as a kid.
Yeah. See, Dr. David, you got to get out there, brother.
I'll do it.
Now, Dr. David, we have called you on because the emergency room medical process is a very interesting process. And I don't know that a lot of people understand the mindset that has to go into being an ER doctor. Now, and the reason why this kind of makes me interested is because I remember when I was a kid, my uncle coming out of law school, and in fact, I think he's either on or my aunt is on, or not law school, but medical school. Boy, I tell you what, we have lawyers in the hospital. We're in trouble. We already have him in the hospital anyways, but he was a doctor. I remember him having to do ER duty in a small town, and now, of course, he's in his own family practice. Can you tell me, when you come out of medical school and you go in, if you decide you want to be an ER doctor or if you want to open up your own family practice, is there a mindset difference between as a doctor and how you approach patient care?
For sure there is, and it's an important topic. I'm glad you asked. You know, things have changed a lot since then. Now, to become an emergency medicine physician, you do an actual residency or training in emergency medicine. So generally, you go to an ER in Dallas, in a big city, or to a trauma center, you're seeing a physician who went to medical school for 4 years and then did 3 years of specialty training in emergency medicine and trauma. We're not the docs anymore that did your family medicine, your general physicians who have a clinic and then filling in the ER. Things have changed a lot since then. So you're getting a physician that's specialized in emergency medicine, and our mindset is completely different than if you were to see a physician in their office. The first thing that we think of is, are you there for a life-threatening condition? It's the first thing they're asking you in triage. They have, you know, the triage nurse can have certain questions that are geared toward how stable are you. And that's why you're not just brought back to a room, first come, first serve, you know, based on when you checked in. They're bringing you back based on your symptomatology and how sick are you compared to the other persons around you. So the person with the most life-threatening condition or the potential to deteriorate is going to be brought back first. The doctor then, when we ask questions, is completely geared upon, do we think, you know, this is a life-threatening condition. So if you were to go see your doctor for feeling weak, feeling tired, certain pains in their office, their mindset of what could be wrong is going to be more geared towards long-term type conditions, where if you're in the ER, first thing we're going to be thinking of is, could this be a heart attack? Could this be a stroke? Is this something life-threatening? And our tests are going to be geared around that. Our workup is going to be geared towards what could be going wrong first and now versus the things that are a little more rare or an outpatient type workups where they can afford to do tests, get them back in a couple weeks, where we need tests that we're going to get back now and tell us what's going on right now that could harm the patient then.
Dr. David, tell me, what type of equipment or testing equipment would you have in an ER that would be different in, let's say, a regular office? Like I go to Family Healthcare Associates, my family doctor, and he's got an X-ray machine in there. They've got a whole section of their office where they collect blood work, all of that good stuff. And so he can do, I think he still sends our stuff out to LabCorp, but they do all the collection and everything right there, right? So in an ER, what kind of equipment do you guys have there, and what are you capable of testing for right there? And real quick, Dr. David, also, will you please tell everybody what kind of doctor you are, how long you've been practicing medicine, because one of our listeners has already asked, who are we listening to?
Well, yes, so my name is Dr. David Darrigan. I did medical school at the University of North Texas. I started medical school when I was 21. And I was a physician at 25. Then I did an emergency medicine and trauma residency at Parkland in Dallas. So I did my specialty training in emergency and trauma. A lot of people don't understand what residencies are, but think back to the TV show ER, basically. Those were residents who were getting their specialized training in ER. Your family medicine doctor did a residency in family medicine. A neurologist does a residency or specialized training in a teaching institution in neurology. ER is no different than that. Now, if you do go to an ER in a small town like you were talking about, I think your uncle, you can have family medicine, internal medicine docs filling in the ER. But if you're in a big city, you're going to see a doc who did their training specialty in emergency medicine. So the test that we can do in the ER versus a physician's office is completely different. Like you said, some family medicine or general docs will have X-ray machines there. They're generally going to do basic X-rays and have a radiologist look at it. Blood work in an outpatient office is collected and then sent out to a lab, like you said, LabCorp. Sometimes, like a urinalysis can be interpreted in the office. In the ER, we have everything available to us in real time. So when we collect blood, it's sent to a lab, and the tests are done right then. We have X-rays that are read and read by us and radiologists right then. We also have CAT scans. We have MRIs. So these things can diagnose, if you have abdominal pain, we're going to look for appendicitis, and we'll have a radiologist be able to look at it right then. For a stroke, you want to be able to have a CAT scan or MRI done right away with the results available so we can act on it right then. Other things that we have available to us that you're not going to find in the outpatient office are going to be the subspecialists, the help that we need for when those things are happening. We're going to have a cardiologist there to help us with the heart attack. We're going to have a neurologist there to help us with the stroke. If you're brought to a trauma center for a major car accident, God forbid a shooting, you know, we're going to have trauma docs there to work with us to save and stabilize you.
So, Dr. David, so let's say I come in and I'm complaining of chest pains. What would be the first test that an ER doc would want to do a workup on?
Yeah, great question. The first test is going to be an EKG. We're supposed to have an EKG done within 10 minutes of you being there with chest pain. That's the electrocardiogram. It's where we put electrodes to the chest, and it, you know, will tell us, based on our reading, if you're having a heart attack or not. There's also going to be blood tests done that help determine that, but the EKG is what's going to tell us right away if we need to call a cardiologist, if we need to move, you know, extremely quickly, give you medicines to help thin out your blood, give you fluids, and call the cardiologist, and not just cardiologist, but everyone that helps in the team, and to go open those arteries that are causing a heart attack.
So let me ask this question, because I've always been curious about the flow, right? So if I don't come in off of a stretcher, off of an ambulance, and I come in with my family, let's say, and I'm complaining of chest pains, what am I looking at? Like, what am I going to experience and go through with staff, and what staff am I going to come into contact with?
Sure. First thing at the desk is going to be a nurse, a triage nurse. The triage nurse is generally one of your most experienced nurses. They are kind of the keeper, and they determine who comes back in what order based on what they're seeing. They're doing basically a little mini assessment right there. They know with things like chest pain that they generally need to come back quicker right away compared to someone obviously with a sore throat. So you're going to first meet the triage nurse who is going to get some basic information from you. They've got to get your name, put you in the system, and hopefully, in a good ER, they're going to be doing this while they're walking you back to a room. You don't want to be in a place that's going to take your license and information while you're describing your chest pain. If you have something that's, you know, a benign complaint, sure, you can get worked up in the triage a little bit more. But if you have something that's serious, life-threatening, you want to be walking back to a room with that nurse while you're giving the information they need to get you in the system. The triage nurse is going to take your vitals, get some help by another nurse, hook you up to an EKG, and then hopefully you're calling a doc in while they're taking that EKG to the doc for interpretation. You also will have a lab tech right there that's going to be drawing blood. A lot of things are going to be going on simultaneously, especially for chest pain. But the first person you're going to encounter is a triage nurse. And we want that to be a real good seasoned nurse who's seen a lot, because after a while you can kind of tell just by looking in someone's eye, the color of their skin, the way they're talking, how sick they are compared to someone else around you. You want that triage nurse to be seasoned, a real good nurse who's going to be able to determine what's going on quickly and get you back to a room.
Now, once they get you back to a room, what takes place next? We've seen the triage nurse. You've been identified as somebody who needs a room. They're looking at you. What the blood's been drawn. What happens next?
The first thing, you're usually nowadays put into a computer system. In the old days, you'd have a chart rack. You know, everything was done on paper. You go put the chart rack in, and, you know, the doc picks up the next chart. But nowadays, everything's in computer. So you get registered, you get put in a computer, depending on the system in the hospital, and you pop up on the screen, and the doc is alerted that there's a patient in a different room. The nurse will go usually get the doctor if it's someone who needs to be seen right away, emergently in that minute. A lot of things are going on at once. If it's not life-threatening right then, the doc is then kind of acting as a triage specialist. We're going to see a list of people that are to be evaluated next, and we're going to look at the different symptomatologies and complaints and try to prioritize then who we're going to go see next. So while you're waiting for that physician, hopefully your physician should be seeing you in the first 20 minutes. That's what you want when you're in an ER, is to be seen relatively quickly. While you're waiting in that position, you might get someone from registration in to collect some information from you. The x-ray tech might be there to shoot a quick x-ray of your chest. And the nurse who's going to be your primary nurse is going to come in, introduce herself, get a more thorough history, ask you about your past, what medicines you might be on, what allergies you have, any surgeries, all your kind of pertinent past medical history. And pertinent is the key word in the ER, because we're not going to be able to go over everything. You want things focused on what you're there for. We don't need to know about, you know, your cousin's aunt's, you know, reaction to penicillin. We need to know about what's going on today and what's going to be pertinent today.
So, Dr. David, at this point, it doesn't sound like we've even seen a doctor yet. Has a doctor reviewed any of our things, or have we just been, you know, triaged and put in a room?
Well, it depends on the ER you're at. It depends on how good the ER is. If you're kind of one of my ERs, you will have been seen by now. Again, you want to be seen in the first 10 to 20 minutes. The doctor might be in you might be in a place with one doctor at a time. You might be in a place that has four doctors there at once. If the doctor, you know, is obviously in a critical room, you might be waiting a little bit. But if the doctor is available and you have a, you know, your triage of someone who needs to be seen urgently or emergently, yes, the doctor is going to be in there within the first 20 minutes. If you're actively in medical distress, the doctor is going to be in there, as soon as you're walking back to the room.
So one of our listeners has a question. We're going to take a quick break, Dr. David, and you're still good for another segment, right?
Yes, sir. Thanks.
All right, so we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got a question from one of our listeners for Dr. David. This is one of the new segments that we're introducing with JP, Kathy, and the crew, ER Talk with Dr. David. We'll be right back after these messages. We are JP, Kathy, and the crew.
From Wall Street to North Texas, this is 620 AM. KEXB, your experts in business.
620 AM KEXB as we're checking traffic in Dallas. Disabled vehicle right side of the express lane is blocked. 635 LBJ Freeway westbound near Plano Road. Traffic has stopped back to about Garland Road this morning. We also have construction cleared in Irving on the Bush Turnpike northbound 161 between Walnut Hill Lane and Beltline Road. But traffic's still a bit slow this morning. Back to Northgate Drive. And that is a look at traffic on 620 AM KEXB.
Are you in the know? Hi, I'm Brian Glenn. Join me weekday afternoons from 4 to 6 for my show, In the Know. We'll explore all the cool and unique places that make up North Texas. Hear the stories behind the people, the places, and issues of today. From Wall Street to your street. Get In the Know. Join me for In the Know with Brian Glenn right here on 620 AM KEXB, your experts in business.
Need a break from the sound bites and the talking heads? Do you want information you can actually use? Information that'll change your life for the better? Then listen to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will show you how to retire in 2 to 5 years. Your age doesn't matter. Turn off the pundits and turn on the passive income. Tune in to the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Listen to the Del Walmsley Radio Show every weekday at 11 a.m. right here on 620 a.m. KEXB.
So what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal. But you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It has 250,000 members, and it's growing fast. With MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either, and that is a beautiful thing too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. Here's the number. Call 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. Now available in Montana. Call 844-41-BIBLE.
Bible.
Family Healthcare Associates, serving you and your family for over 40 years. With 11 locations across the Metroplex, you are sure to find a personal physician who meets your needs. Our highly trained primary care physicians, internal medicine, and pediatric and OBGYN specialists provide contemporary medical treatments for the entire family through all stages of life, from prenatal to seniors. Visit Family Healthcare Associates at FHCATX.com. That's FHCATX.com. Or call 817-794-0031.
Now's your chance to update your kitchen and save a bunch. Go to Rodenbaugh's and see all the KitchenAid appliances that qualify for up to $1,600 in rebates when you buy a multi-piece kitchen suite. But that's not all. Rodenbaugh's can replace your floors, countertops, backsplashes, and your old mattresses with finance options up to $50,000 with qualified credit. Check them out at Rodenbaugh's.com. Family owned and operated since 1962, Rodenbaugh's is Allen's oldest business. Mention J.P., Kathy, and the crew and receive free standard delivery.
When you grin on a Saturday night, you want a song with a kick. When you grin on a Saturday night, you want a song that stays. And you'll be go reeling, Silverback Go Reeling Sauce. I said Silverback Go Reeling Sauce.
Silverback Go Reeling Sauce. Head on over to your local Kroger and pick up some, or find us at silverbackgorillin.com. Get your gorillin on.
Yeah!
This is 620 AM KEXB, the business experts.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow.
Welcome back, folks, to JP, Kathy, and the crew sitting here enjoying a little Blue Eyes this morning. Love that. Michael Clark, well done on the song this morning. I'll tell you what. Super excited. We've got a new segment that we're introducing. It's called ER Talk with Dr. David. Dr. David, good morning, and thank you for joining us.
Hey.
Dr. David, are you still awake?
Yes, sir, I am.
I know that ER stuff can carry on until long hours of the night, so we got to make sure you're still awake. Make lots of coffee, Dr. David.
Thank you.
So we were talking, and we've got a question. You came on my Facebook Live feed. Did you see the question, Dr. David?
No, I did not.
All right. So here's the question that was asked by Devona, one of our listeners. How many doctors are working in the ER at one time, and is there one tasked with taking care of lesser emergencies or higher-grade emergencies?
It's a good question. There's not an easy answer for that. The amount of physicians working at once is going to be determined by how big of an ER it is and also peak times of the day. We generally staff for volume, meaning that you have more physicians working at a time when it's busier. Each ER has to evaluate when they have the most volume coming in. The busiest day in the ER generally is Monday. And then the busiest times are usually from about 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. So at that time, you're going to be having more physicians working at one time. The national standard for how many patients a physician, emergency physician, should see per hour is about 2.5 patients per hour. That's how safe and effective we should be able to see patients. So it all depends on how many people are coming in at one time. In a small rural ER, you might only have one doctor on. But in a very busy ER, let's say you're at Parkland, you could have doctors up into the teens working. Generally, in my facilities, we have 4 to 5 doctors working at once. And the lesser emergencies that she mentioned can usually be handled or staffed by a physician assistant or nurse practitioner. A lot of ERs utilize physician assistants and nurse practitioners to help us with some of the more urgent care type complaints, or to help with procedures to help stabilize and get into some of the regular emergencies to get the initial things going while we're taking care of a different emergency, and then work together as a team. So most ERs do have help for those other type of complaints that she's mentioning.
So let's take Parkland for example. Does Parkland Emergency Room ever sleep?
No, never. They are a well-oiled machine that is always extremely busy and pushed to the max.
Yeah, I mean, there's never probably a day of the week or a time frame that meets any kind of national standard. I mean, is that accurate to say?
That is accurate, yes.
So, and yeah,
emergencies don't sleep. If you're going to have a heart attack, it can happen at any time. If you're going to have a stroke, it can happen at any time. Your appendix doesn't have a timeline when it decides to rupture. And, you know, unfortunately, car accidents happen all the time.
Dr. David, in an ER-type atmosphere, how important is the, aside from the medical care, you know, instead of, hey, you know, hey, we're a top-notch doctor, we're top-notch this, top-notch that, how important is bedside manner? How important is the socialization between patient and triage nurse? How important is all of that? How does that set up the level of care that a patient can receive based on their desire to want to cooperate, maybe based on the desire on how they're treated? How important is all of that?
That's a whole long segment itself, JP. It's very important. Sometimes you are sacrificing patient experience for speed and efficiency. You can have a very safe and effective stay in the ER and have great care, but when there's so many things going on around you as the physician, when you're handling so many things at once, sometimes you're not giving the patient the perception that they're getting the service they deserve. Sometimes docs don't sit down at bedside, even if it's for a little bit. Sometimes we don't, you know, smile and introduce ourselves, and that's unfortunate. We are starting to be graded more towards patient experience and patient satisfaction, but it is sometimes put to the test by what we're dealing around us. You're having to handle a lot of things at once in the ER. You have a lot of things going in your mind at once. There's been studies that say that the average ER doc is interrupted in their train of thought every 10 seconds. So it's hard to really give the patient the experience they deserve when there's so many things going on around you. But it is important. You want the patient to have a good experience and good medical care. And sometimes you receive the opposite. Sometimes you're at a facility that focuses so much on patient experience that the medical care delivered isn't as good. So it's hard for the patient to know where they're going to find that right balance. But in the ideal world, the patient's going to get, you know, a great smile from the triage nurse. The doc is going to shake their hand and sit down at bedside and really listen to their complaints and still have fast and safe and effective medical care. But patient satisfaction is something that's really come along in the last 5 to 10 years and that seems to be gaining more traction. We're graded on it. And every patient gets a survey when they leave the ER. Unfortunately, that survey comes with a bill. So if the bill is high, generally the patient satisfaction isn't as high. So it's a very complicated question. But in general, it is important for the patient to leave feeling like they got good medical care, that they were very cared for by the physicians and the nurses and the staff.
Dr. David, we have another question from one of our listeners. Regina asks, does it depend on the trauma level grade of the hospital? For example, Parkland is a level one. Mm-hmm. Medical Center of Plano is a level one.
As to how many physicians are working at once?
Probably that, and also, you know, the type of care you might get, also the busyness of it probably.
Sure. A level one is going to be very busy. They're going to have the most patients always. They are going to have more specialists working, and the ER doc is likely going to be much more busy. So trauma levels do have play a factor into how busy the place is going to be and how many docs are working. You can be at a place that's a level two or level three and still have a very, very busy ER. The things that determine a level one versus a level two versus a level three are a little more technical than we want to get into right now. But there are hospitals that aren't really designated as trauma that are very busy. Let's say, you know, Presbyterian Dallas is a very busy place that can handle any complaint, but they're not going to be the place that an ambulance is going to take you first for trauma because they're not as high of a level trauma destination. But that's still going to be a facility where you're going to have great medical care and you're going to have a lot of physicians working at once. But trauma levels will play into how busy things are and how many providers are working at once.
Well, folks, this segment of ER Talk with Dr. David is brought to you by Hormone Harmony Life Balance. Hormone Harmony provides natural hormone balancing therapy using quality compounded bioidentical pellets. They provide a comprehensive review of symptoms and medical history, testing that may include saliva, urine, or blood laboratory analysis, highest quality supplementation to correct your hormone imbalance and get your groove back. Call 682-400-8585. That's 682-400-8585 or visit www.hormoneharmonylifebalance.com to schedule your appointment today. So, Dr. David, next week we want to tackle, okay, let's be honest, Dr. David, I want to tackle, and I'm making up a word, I'm sure, hypochondriacism in the ER. Okay. Is that such a word, Dr. David?
I believe it is. I'm going to have to tell my family not to tune in. Because I might hurt some feelings. Yes.
Well, yeah. I am excited about wanting to talk about hypochondriacism. I had a couple ER visits, of course, over my lifetime. But my daughter, we were out at a park and we were playing, and she was about 7-8 years old, and we're racing, and she's on a scooter. Now, of course, I weighed 500 pounds, so you'd have thought the guy going to the ER would have been me with the heart attack. But it wasn't me with the heart attack. My daughter fell over the top of her scooter like she was Superman with her arms in front of her. And when she did, she fractured both wrists.
Oh, wow.
And so we went in there. And it was amazing to watch the folks come in. And I'm just sitting there going, you're a hypochondriac. You need to go home. You're a hypochondriac. You need to go home. And so I'm going to be very curious to hear what kind of stories we have about hypochondriacism and how you may fall into that category and how we might be able to avoid the ER room and not make it busier than what it has to be. How's that sound for next week?
That sounds great.
All right. Well, folks, this is ER Talk with Dr. David. Dr. David, you have a great day in Amarillo, Texas, and we look forward to next Wednesday.
Thanks, JP. You too.
All right, Dr. David, be safe getting back home. All right, folks, that was ER Talk with Dr. David. He will become a regular on Wednesdays. Next week, join us for Hypochondriac Wednesday. We're going to talk about what is hypochondriacism in the ER. And I'm going to tell you, this is going to be a great segment. You want to make sure you tune in next Wednesday. We are JP, Kathy, and the crew. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to 620 AM KEXB.
Some good news if you're traveling in Lewisville this morning. Road work has been cleared away. 35 East southbound between FM 3040 and 121, the Sam Rayburn Tollway. And that is the story as well in Irving, as you'll have a smooth ride northbound, or at least relatively smooth ride. Northbound 161, the Bush Turnpike between Walnut Hill Lane and Beltline Road. But traffic a bit slow back to Northgate Drive. And that is a look at traffic right here on 620 AM KEXB.
Do you suspect your teen has a drug or alcohol problem? Has their behavior, friends, or attitude changed? Waterford Academy can help. Waterford Academy has two convenient locations in Richardson and Flower Mound. We offer free drug screening as a first step to identifying the problem. Waterford Academy offers outpatient services for both day and evening schedules. Our licensed therapists use the most innovative, up-to-date therapy techniques and help your teen develop coping skills to succeed in recovery and in life. Waterford Academy's day program offers fully transferable education courses. Our programs offer family counseling and education to help you and your teen understand the disease of addiction and how to overcome it. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Let us help and take that step together. Visit WaterfordAcademyLLC.com. That was WaterfordAcademyLLC.com. And start your family on the path to a healthy future.
Mike Gallagher here for Relief Factor. You might be asking, who should consider ordering Relief Factor? Well, anyone with pain that's keeping them from doing things that bring joy to their life. Maybe taking a long walk, not having the pain, riding a bike, playing golf again without pain, opening a jar or sewing or using a hammer, even rolling out of bed every morning without pain. For me, I had hip replacement. And then I had a little bit of a scooter accident in New York, left me miserable, aches and pains until I started taking Relief Factor. Heard about them on the radio. I started to take Relief Factor, a packet in the morning, a packet in the evening. You know what? I was completely pain-free. I want to prove it to you by you taking the 3-week quick start from Relief Factor. It's only $19.95. Do you know 80% of those who take the quick start order again? We know it works. So if your pain isn't worth the price of a cup of coffee a day to lower, then you're not in much pain. If it is worth it, try the 3-week quick start. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
New Directions Counseling and Education Center is dedicated to helping individuals and families live productive lives. We offer counseling for individuals dealing with depression and anxiety, relationship issues, family adjustment issues, and marriage and divorce counseling. If you have a child 17 or under with a behavior issue or family conflict, contact our office and ask about our special 4-6 sessions at no charge to the family. For more information, call 972-680-8986 or newdirectionscounseling.com.
Families are precious. We love and protect them, yet life happens. Sometimes we need a specialist to go to bat for us. If you or a loved one is in need of legal assistance, get help from someone you can trust. Michael D. Curran is a specialist in family law and criminal defense cases. Michael has practiced law here for over 20 years and will help you deal with any legal matter. Need legal counsel you can trust? Call Michael Curran at 972-569-8484 or visit collincountylegal.com. Your initial consultation is free.
Once again, there's a lot of stock market volatility, so it's critical to help protect your financial plan. If you're retired or retiring soon, you can't afford to miss this free Money Matters Retirement Seminar. Choose the Alliance area Thursday, July 20th, or in Plano on Saturday, July 22nd. Ken Marafe was featured in MarketWatch. We advised our clients to be out of the stock market in 2008. Our sales strategy can help save you from the next big crash. Reserve now at moneymatters.net. That's moneymatters.net, or call 800-994-0302.
Experts in business. 620 AM. KEXB.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Dr. I almost went back to the old slogan. I miss Dr. B, though. I'll tell you what. Shravius, don't you miss Dr. B?
Yeah, I miss that smooth piece of chicken, Doug. I'm pretty sure he's listening. Good morning, Dr. B.
Smooth piece of chicken. I tell you what, you and your toast. I don't know what to do about you. Well, let's talk about some toast here in just a minute. You know, with the weather the way it's been, Shravius, this summer's been a wet summer. And if you are struggling with any of your roofing needs, you need to call our good friends over at J. Paul Roofing. Go to www.dfwroofingrepair.com. Been serving since 2005 and serving Texas since 2010. Home offices are in Richardson, Texas. Get away from those out-of-town roofers. Go with people that have insurance claim specialists waiting for you right now to help you with your insurance claim. They offer the longest warranty in the industry. They are insured, bonded, and they carry workman's comp insurance, which is a huge deal to protect the homeowner and their employees. They're A-plus rated with the BBB, and they're certified with 7 of the 10 major roofing manufacturers, guaranteed to have quality products installed by a reputable roofing contractor at a fair price. Call 972-729-9546. That's 972-729-9546. All right, Shravius, Trump Jr. You know, Michael whispered in my ear, you know, like you used to do. Uh-huh. You know, it kind of gave me the chill bumps, like, ooh. You know, he thinks I'm sexy, too. And we were talking about Trump, and he said, you know, you might want to talk about the Washington Times article from yesterday. Of course, I missed yesterday's article, but he told me that the Washington Times, it says that the Democrats purposefully have been trying to use Russia as a big old noose around Trump's neck and making this happen. Am I right, Michael Clark?
If you say so.
If I say so now. So now the Washington Times didn't say that, more or less, so I'm in trouble.
No,
now.
Yes, of course they did.
Oh, good. Phew.
It was yesterday.
Okay, good. Phew. Want to make sure I'm not in too much trouble here for improper media zims. So, all right, go ahead, Shravius. I want to hear all this. This has got to be good.
No, so here's the whole thing. Every time our president did something, well, our current president, Barack Obama, did something, the Republicans will come out, oh, Barack is to blame for this, Barack is to blame for that. And the crazy part about it, he's no longer president, and they're still blaming him.
That's because he won't shut his mouth. He's past news, and he won't shut his mouth.
But, Judge, here's the whole thing. He's no longer president. I don't care how much he ran his mouth. He runs his mouth. Stop. Okay, that's past. You now have your own administration. Fix it.
But that's my point, though. But him and Hillary Clinton won't go away. They think they're relevant.
They're running interference.
Because Judge, Trump constantly, they can go silent for a whole month. Trump always finds something to bring up from the past administration. He is not presidential material. When he makes stupid mistakes and stupid decisions, he blames everybody else but himself. But
he's just like Obama did.
He's got to be presidential material because he's the president.
No, Judge, just because you are elected doesn't necessarily mean you're presidential material.
I'm sorry, he has to be. He's elected.
That's exactly the same way we feel about the last president, Shravius. Just because you were elected doesn't mean you're presidential material, and he didn't know what he was talking about either.
Hey, listen, it's just like whenever you become a parent, right? Just because you become a parent, that doesn't necessarily mean you are mother material, you're father material. You're just a parent because you birthed out of a child. That doesn't necessarily mean, oh, you do A, B, and C, because I know some parents who were not worth a squalidly duke, you know? So my whole thing is stop blaming everybody else. I mean, you have your own administration now. Do your thing. Focus on your administration because you're focused on what Barack says, what Hillary says, what everybody else is saying. That's why your administration is failing. And you have to focus. You are not focused. That's what you have to do, Judge.
Okay, but let me ask you this question then. All right, you run your mouth on all that. But let me ask you this question. How important is it if the Constitution and our laws require a president to seek Senate ratification before committing the United States to anything globally, and the president doesn't do that? Does that make them a criminal? Does it make them a tyrant because they didn't follow the Constitution and the laws? Or is it something that he should just be able to decide and we move forward and not worry about it?
So it's twofold to this, right? If it's something that you don't know, if you know for a fact you don't know, then consult with the House, the Senate, Congress, whatever. Like, consult with them. But if something you know for sure that will work and that's in the best interest of the country, do it.
So let me ask you a question then. If you're the president of the United States, don't you think you should know you have to get something ratified by the Senate before you go and do something?
But, Judge, we've had presidents in office in the past who did know. Unfortunately, they didn't know. They just simply didn't know.
Yeah, well, guess what? Your boy Barack Obama did know he was supposed to get Senate ratification on the Paris Climate Accords, but he refused to get Senate ratification, and instead, in China, on Chinese soil, comes out and makes an announcement with the ambassador that we're going to join the Paris Climate Accords without having Senate ratification, not even being on U.S. soil, and just decides it for himself. He violated the Constitution and the laws of the country. We're not hanging him up.
But you know what, though? At the end of the day, here's what I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to, what's the next presidential election, 2020? I'm looking forward to 2020 in the next 4 years. I'm wondering, is the blame game still going to be happening? Because by then, Trump and his administration would have had enough time to at least do 20-30% of what they say they're going to do. So I'm just going to sit back and watch, because this whole blame game, I mean, you have to move forward. I mean, they have Russia to deal with. They have the economy to deal with. They have a health care bill to deal with. They have all this other foolishness to deal with. So I love my past president, Barack Obama, but he doesn't matter right now. Hillary doesn't matter right now.
I agree.
It's what matters.
I agree they don't matter. Why won't they shut up?
No, but here's the thing. So here's the kicker, right, Judge? Trump has to do, and a lot of people may not like this, Trump has to do what Barack had to do all 8 years. He's going to have to put up with the bullying from the opposite party. He's going to have to put up with the racism from the opposite party about him and his family. It's so many different things, because Barack had tough skin. That's one of the things I have to admire about that guy. He never responded to all of that foolishness.
Yes, he did.
Of course he did.
On a regular basis. No. Speech after speech after speech. Every chance he got a chance to get in front of a group, he would hammer the opposite party. Shravius.
Okay.
Shravius, you've been eating too many peaches.
Let me say it differently. Our past president, Barack Obama, he was not like a little kid. Oh, I'm in my feelings today, so let me go to Twitter and blast everybody out. Let me go to Facebook and blast everybody. Let me go on TV and talk about women, belittled them, and different things like that. He didn't hit below the belt like that. He came to you not face to face, but man to woman, and in the public news conference, and say, "Hey, A, B, and C." He went, because right now President Trump, he's 80 years old, acting like a little blase, blase, blase. I mean, he's not.
What is blase, gaze, blase? Is that a new French term?
The FCC may find us. I'm not going to. But anyway.
Oh, I see. So that was explicative. You know, here's the problem. Yes. First of all, let's get back on topic. Topic is follow the law, right? As the president, we expect you to follow the law. All right. Of course, the media is tearing apart the Trump administration right now with the revelation that Trump Jr. met with an attorney prior to him taking office. All right. Talking to them about what's going on with Hillary Clinton, showing that the Russians wanted Trump to get elected. First of all, that's not against the law. And NBC, of all places, has released that comment even. No laws have been broken. Does it look bad? Okay, it might look bad. Because it looks like Russia is now in Trump's back pocket, but it's not against the law. Let's talk about your boy Al Gore, okay? Let's talk about your boy Bill Clinton for a minute. Besides of his shenanigans in the White House, let's talk about the fact that they were fundraising on Chinese soil and receiving Chinese money during their campaigns. Now, that is against the law, and yet we did nothing about it. But we're going to be upset because Trump Jr. received inside information, which wasn't against law to receive, about the fact that Hillary had disclosed national secrets to the Russian government?
He didn't disclose it, Judge. That's because you didn't disclose it. Disclose the information. If you don't have anything to hide, disclose it.
Well, I agree. But why should you disclose your campaign secrets? Because you're trying to campaign to win. You don't want to share with the opposition what you're doing.
Judge, you don't have to share.
And they do the same thing.
About.
Hillary and Obama did the same thing.
Okay, you don't have to share what you talked about. Just say, hey, I had a meeting with such and such, and it's dealing with our campaign on the benefit of our campaign. That's too easy. That's it.
I just think it's interesting. I think it's interesting that we don't hold Al Gore accountable or Bill Clinton for raising money, for God's sakes, for the campaign on Chinese soil. From Chinese foreign emissaries giving them, I mean, it's hilarious, against the law. Barack Obama signs off on an accord, a climate accord, that he doesn't have Senate ratification on, but we're going to be mad because we had a conversation with the Russian folks and it got us in trouble with Hillary Clinton. Well, folks, I'll tell you what, we're JP, Kathy, and the crew. Join us tomorrow for Money in the Bank with Frank. Everybody have a great day. Be safe, DFW.
620 AM KEXB.
This is Barbara Gill, co-host of Secrets of Successful Women.
With Dr. Neil Gallagher. Honored to be with Barbara Gill, Secrets of Successful Women. Saturdays, 10 o'clock, right here on 620. Barbara, why should our friends want to listen to Secrets of Successful Women on Saturday mornings?
Because we showcase a variety of women, sharing their sad stories and their glad stories.
Well, some of the women you've lined up, Barbara, are amazing. Sheriffs, doctors.
We have had grandmothers. We have had college students. We have had women with experiences.
That's right. You call the sad and glad experiences. You don't have to be an entrepreneur. Barbara tells her own stories with Secrets of Successful Women. Saturday mornings, 10 o'clock, right here in KEXB. And Barbara, what do we got lined up for this Saturday? Some great guests?
Every Saturday, we have great guests. And they are getting better every Saturday, aren't they, Doc?
They are. Saturday mornings, 10 o'clock, right here in KEXB. Be here.
Okay, let's talk about our friends over at Total Med Solutions. Brian Glenn here. Now, for months, I've been talking about their weight loss.